a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, June 11th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. And we also are going to help you take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. And today we are here with my favorite co-host. Mm-hmm. I guess, well, you're the only one I have, yeah. So you're my most favorite, Clint Powell. Welcome to the show, Clint.
Yeah, it's process of elimination.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I got the job.
Well, I do plan on doubling your salary really soon, so
hang on. That is going to be fantastic. I'll be able to buy more of your products.
Well, yeah. You get that one Dasani every week.
It's been opened. I think somebody's been drinking out of it, too. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. And I did mention that I am hearing more and more comments about Vital Health Radio, but what's funny about it is it's really most of the time not at Nutrition World. It's in the community of Chattanooga, which I really admire, because if you're already at Nutrition World, then you really know Nutrition World. And these are the people that wait on me at restaurants or people I run into, conversations, and they are listening. And I had a lady at Acropolis last week say, I wonder where you've been. Ed, I hadn't seen you over eating for the past few weeks. And she said, I was on the front porch turning my radio on, and all of a sudden you start talking about your hip replacement. And she said, wow, bingo, I know where he's been.
That's very good. That's good.
Update on my hips. 5 weeks today, and I am the first 80% went really fast, I guess. Now looking back on it, my improvement is amazing from most people's standards. Most people don't go back to work till 6 weeks. I went back at 2 weeks and drove a car in 3 days. Got back in the gym about 2 to 2.5 weeks. Started lifting heavy on week three. So I had 2 weeks of heavy lifting with my gang at the gym, Gym. But that last 20% is probably going to take the more months, which are, and you may have realized this in your hip replacement, it's kind of the nerve damage that may come from surgery, which a lot of people have, that heals slower than actually the muscles, bones, and ligaments. But yeah. I'm still maintaining the PT 3 times a week at Summit, and I am getting stronger and stronger with, I'm very impatient, and I thought I could be hitting the heavy bag and, running the 2 miles by week five.
No, it's not going to happen.
Okay, thank you for keep reminding me how insane I am about that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I've recovered really fast on mine, and I think we talked about it. It's how, what kind of shape and mentally you go into it with. And I didn't do the extreme stuff you did getting ready, but I did. I was in really good shape, and I was younger than you when we had it. I had my hip replacement when I was around 44, 45. And to your point, that last 20% was the toughest because your expectations, you start getting better, and so you keep I'm back, and then something happens and you go, I'm not quite as back. It's like 3 steps forward and a step back.
Exactly. Yeah. Because on the really good hours of the day, hey, I'm back.
Oh,
Game on.
Stand up, no pain.
Yep. And then all of a sudden at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's like, ooh, that curb is pretty big.
I'll tell you something else, and it may not have happened to you, but when I started working out, especially started incorporating more footwork or legs or just more aerobics, I would do something. Two things happen. One, mentally, I would be scared to try something.
Yes.
I would be like, I don't know if I can turn that fast. I'm just going to pop out. I'm going to be, The other thing is every now and then I would do something and it would click or something. It would just pull because the scar tissue stuff, something would happen. It would feel weird.
Mm.
And I had to get used to a new weird feeling. There's something foreign in my hip, and it just feels different. And you get used to it. Mine just felt different. Yeah.
Yeah. So mine actually doesn't feel too foreign at this stage. I've gotten pretty used to it. But you're exactly right. Your description is exactly how I'm feeling right now.
What's it made out of? Is it titanium? Do you know what the hip is?
I didn't want to ask because I'm a hypochondriac, and what I would have done is Googled it and found that I'm being poisoned by the metals.
Oh, you are, but it'll take 50 years.
That's exactly my theory.
It's good, yeah.
I'm not 42 years old.
Did they give you the card?
No.
To set off the alarms?
No.
I've got one in my wallet right here.
You're kidding.
No, you're supposed to carry it if you go through airports.
Well, I'm going back to see Higgins in about 2 weeks. I will
there get it is right there.
Looky there. Implant card.
Absolutely. It's an implant card. Tells everybody if there's something. I have to show it at the courthouse if I go down there every now and then when I get in trouble. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't get in trouble.
Well, I do wear underwear, and I think I've mentioned this before. Wow. That's silver, and I did get caught at the airport last time, and they had to. It just took me like 20 minutes to explain why our alarms keep going off. Because I have silver underwear. Why do you have silver underwear? Because it protects against EMFs, electromagnetic
fields.
I'm
the silver surfer. That's why. I'm a superhero, damn it. Get out of my way.
There you go.
Let me on the plane.
There you go.
I identify as the silver surfer. The fact you have underwear on, I'm glad you set that up for us. Thank you, sir. It's a good way for everybody to start their Sunday morning.
That is, yes.
Cup of coffee and Ed has his
make
underwear
it official
on. Yes.
That I don't go underwear-less like you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you for throwing me under the bus. I was being nice and supportive.
Hey, I want to tell you, I went down, and I'm hoping there was no publicity or photos made, but I ate at B's last Sunday.
Okay. Do they still have the Lazy Susans in the middle?
Absolutely. It's
okay.
The same old.
I didn't know.
I haven't been. I've been there one time in 30 years.
I used to go there all the time.
Well, I did too, back 30 years and prior. And I did not eat the chicken. It wasn't because I didn't want it. I just didn't care about all that freaking oil and all that. It just wasn't appealing. But let me tell you. I love the sauerkraut and weenies. Hey, look at the face on. Don't freak your face.
How do you go to
face.
B's and not get a piece of chicken?
Oh, my gosh. That
one
would be an ad right there for B's. That would
yes.
be like, my friend just said I went to B's and did not get chicken.
It's like
and
going
that would
to Zarzar's and not getting a hamburger. I'm like, in your first time there, you get the hamburger. But anyway, go ahead.
But I had the sauerkraut and weenie, which I haven't had in 30 years, was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Pinto beans beyond belief. I could not believe this. They had real butter at the table.
Mm.
They don't carry margarine. My margarine video on YouTube has hit 1 million views. It was on Facebook. And because I talked about how awful it is for our health. It's basically plastic. It is should not be legal as food. But yet everybody thinks it's better with Blue Bonnet on it. And it's not.
I can't believe it's not butter.
You are so
There's
stupid.
Oh, advertisement right there. For everybody over 40, they'll get that. Everybody under 40 is like, what's he talking about?
Hey, I got a thing that I thought I wanted to ask you, which I know you'll know this because you're over 40.
Okay.
But do you remember how many times did you have a car that when you turned the ignition off, it kept running? I know I had about two of them.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen today. So our young people have no idea you pulled in your driveway or you pulled a school or someplace where there's people and it doesn't run. It half runs. So it's shaking the car. Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
I wonder how many people actually had to jump in and pop the clutch, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I had to start a couple of cars like that in high school where you get in. If I'm on a hill, I can get that car started no problem. I'm in trouble if something dies and I'm not on a hill, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a show about health. That's really about health, isn't it?
It is. Exercise, yeah. You got to push the car. Yeah.
My daughter, who is a wonderful mother and just really does so much for her children as far as holistically, nutritionally, mindset-wise, I just really admire all the things and effort she puts, and her husband, into the raising of her children. But she told me about a book. And what I want to do a little bit more on Vital Health Radio is, again, empower people with tools. This isn't just about my daily life, weekly life, how do I age gracefully, blank, blank, blank. When I talk about news of the day that report to nutrition and health, it is well-researched. This is not something that's popping off headlines that I'm just blowing smoke. I used to do that long ago because the headline was like, hey, that's cool, and I want to believe that. I don't do that. I'm skeptical. So when you hear things that I report about news, they have some credibility or I would not say that. But as far as empowering ourselves, a lot of times we are in an age that is glorious, never been before, and as far as the ability to tap into the internet and learn. Learning is a gift that is beyond belief because in the old days, you and I, you wanted to learn, Clint. What did we do? We had to go to the public library.
Or read your encyclopedias that your mom or dad had bought.
And they were outdated.
Yeah.
By the time they were printed, and the library, the book would be out if I wanted it, so I couldn't even check it out.
Yeah.
And I was into motorcycles and I wanted to be a veterinarian, and so I would go read these books. And today, you know, we can do in 3 minutes what it may have taken us 3 hours or not even get back in the old days. So when I want to empower myself with any subject, I'm skeptical, but I go to the right places on the internet. And what is the right places? You find your team is what I call it. You find the people you trust because you delve out, you experiment, you listen. And one of those is a podcast called Impact Theory.
Okay.
I was stumbled upon it from a customer who sent me a link, and this person who has this podcast, Impact Theory, interviewed Dr. Peter Attia, and I encourage every single person who wants to learn a avenue of health that is so eloquently spoken and so based in research. Peter Attia is a physician who just wrote a book of 500 pages. It took him 8 years to write it. I'm listening to his book now. It's 19 hours on Audible, and I will be digesting it and giving snippets of that book because it is mind-blowing as far as how do we live a long, healthy life that is full of vibrance, not breaking down and just have living years. It's living quality years. But Impact Theory, go on to YouTube and look up Impact Theory with Dr. Peter Attia, A-T-T-I-A, and please listen. It is only about an hour long, and it is one of the finest podcasts on health I have ever personally listened to. I sent it to Dr. Brian Johnson, who works for me at Nutrition World, the physician. I sent it to Brandon. I sent it to Adam. I sent it to everybody who has a passion for what I speak about. Mm-hmm. And everybody here who's listening to this show, it's going to tell you how to live longer. The number one test that will determine your longevity, it was really, I never thought about this, VO2 max. VO2 max is what will determine the length. And what is that? That's the way your oxygen and your lungs operate. And we can make big changes in that through your nutrition. And secondly, his biggest point is protein, protein, protein. You need 1 gram per pound of body weight. I went through that stage for years saying that. Then I got conservative and said, oh, no, we don't need that much. Oh, it could hurt the kidneys. Oh, you know, it's excessive. We need plants. Now I don't. I'm back into, not because of him, but because of my experience, I'm back into the 1 gram per pound of body weight.
And I know they used to measure VO2 max a lot of times in athletes. They didn't understand, or maybe they did, but it wasn't really held up to just normal everyday folks. That can be affected by your breathing, too, and working out, right?
Big time.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, this morning I'm starting back breath holding, and I did 2 minutes, about killed me, because 2 minutes is a long time to hold your breath.
Yeah.
But I sat in a swim pool area of goals, and I used my stopwatch on my phone, and I did 1:30 first, and then I did 2 minutes second. But I'm going to speak more about this VO2 max, how to build this, because it is correlated with a vast amount of living a long time. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to her name is Stacy from Alchemy.
Yes.
And it's all about this new procedure for kind of like replacing Botox. And it sounds so interesting. I cannot wait to hear that, plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host Clint Powell. And I've kind of really looked forward to this interview for many weeks once I heard that we were going to do this. And it is with Stacy from Alchemy. That I've been to before for facial, and you do multiple things. I mean, you have a menu that is very extensive. But today, first off, I want you to mention this new special treatment you have. When I was explaining this treatment, it really resonated with me, and I know I don't want to ever be negative about what other people do, because I'm not, but I'm not a Botox guy. I'm just not, because I really like having emotions and showing it with my body, my face, and I feel comfortable doing that. And I don't really care that I have a few wrinkles. I think it's a badge of honor up to a point. But something that was non-drug that can help eliminate and tighten skin, I'm all about it. So when I heard about PDO threads, I was like, what is that? So explain, Stacy, what that is.
Yes. Yeah, so first of all, I'm Stacy Buckner, double certified nurse practitioner at Alchemy. PDO threads. So let's just take the aging process first. So at age 30, we already start to lose collagen, bone in the upper face. So if you can think of a triangle with the tip pointed up, that's how our face starts. As 30 goes, it kind of starts to drop down. And so that leads to, you know, bone loss, the sagging of the skin, the lax. So that's where PDO threads come in. A lot of people, you know, don't want to have the dreaded facelift, which, you know, some people are more candidates for that. But there's a, you know, in that, I don't even want to use an age, but a lot for 40 all the way up to 75, I mean, and past it, are candidates for PDO threads. So basically, PDO means polydioxone. It's a material that is absorbable by the body. If you think of surgeries, cardiovascular, GYN surgeries in the past 30 years, they've used absorbable sutures. And so it's the same type material, just a very hair thin type thread.
They probably use that for my hips because they didn't have to have anything.
Exactly,
removed.
Yeah. Okay. So it's extremely common. It's been around for some time. They're FDA cleared and double cleared for the face, so it's extremely safe. The best part is, once you put these threads in, it gives you an instant non-surgical facelift. Mm. Like, but it doesn't, I think a lot of people think, I don't want to be tight, you know, I don't want to look like I can't smile. This is not what that does. It pulls the laxity that's already there. So if you touch your face and the chin area, that's your lax skin. So basically, they're inserted wherever those lax areas are, and it just gives an instant lift.
I just wish people could see, because when you said the face is a triangle, I put my fans up and I drew the triangle. I'm glad you went. And then you said, put your face up and touch your chin. And I'm like, I'm pulling on my face. I'm like, it's there. Right there it is.
It's so hard for me because I'm very, I talk with my hands and I'm expressive. So to not be on video, I'm like, okay. So I'm an educator. This is, I'm almost 20 years in the medical field. So I absolutely love it. So my biggest thing is education with everybody. And it's so safe that if I would do it to myself, I would highly recommend it. So,
and that's what I like about you, because you also, you're integrative. You don't just look at, oh, this one treatment. You will counsel people on diet, on supplements, on right proteins, and not excessive skin, but don't run from the sun, because we both know the sun has very beneficial components, as long as it's in a balanced form and we don't put big lotions on that are full of toxins either, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But so these little lines that are running down my forehead right here, always been there. I've just had that kind of crunch, you know, on the, that a lot of us have and some of us don't. You don't really. Yours goes, you have more lines on running.
Yeah, I've got no hair. I've got all my, look at this in the back. Look at that.
Oh, no, you got some big ones back there, Curly. Oh, yeah. Is that curly?
It looks like
stages?
A smile in the back of my head. My kids make fun. My son, I think I've told this story. When you were on my video, Stacy was on my podcast, her and Cora, and my son one time at Waffle House, I gave him the credit card to go pay, and he was in the booth behind me, and he took the credit card and slid it through the wrinkle in the back of my head and said, "Dad, it's been declined." And I went, "Well, you're not, somebody's not getting any money next time you need something."
So, oh, boy, and it's worse now than then.
It is, absolutely. I would be a great candidate for somebody.
Well, it does remind me of Mike Tyson a little bit.
Yeah, other than the money and the fame and the athleticism, but just like Mike Tyson.
Let's get back to something about that in. Appeals to me.
You look,
you know,
at me, yeah.
It applies to me. Okay. What about these lines running up and down? Would those threads work for me?
I love it that you asked that. So what lines he's talking about, for all those listening, if you can make an angry face right now, those two little lines right in between your brows are called the dreaded 11s. And so some people just have a 1. Most of them are 11s. You can get neurotoxins in those, which we do that as well. However, over time, those get extremely deep, and you don't really get the full effect out of a lot of that. So there are threads, and they're actually called mesh. Mesh is a scary word for some people. That's why I always explain it's a thread. It's just the way it's made.
It's literally a thread.
It is a thread.
A sewing thread, almost.
It is.
Okay.
It's great. And I wish I had I have all this information. I have all this information on my website, but on the Alchemy site. So basically, the thread is a little bit thicker, but still extremely small, and it's placed in that area of what we like, maybe like a gully type area, those deep lines. And basically it's placed in and it fills that area.
No way, filling it with the size of the thread or the pressure that you're pulling on it?
No. So these threads that go there, you don't even pull. They are meant to go in those spaces that are larger. Yes. And the beauty of those is they actually, at 2 weeks in, they start what's called a neocollagenesis process. So basically your body is starting to help synthesize and form collagen. Mm-hmm. So it's actually helping you. And that's why I love threads, because you're not putting something in that's going to, you know, possibly harm you with all these toxins and things that aren't safe, that's not been studied.
And I can still frown.
Oh, yeah.
I
always want to be able to frown.
Thank you.
I want people to know I'm mad. No, I'm just kidding. Which never happened. I know. Yes, it's usually that. But yes, so they can go there. Any wrinkle on your face, they can do smooth threads. Mm-hmm. So the ones that actually lift your skin have little baby tiny, what we call barbs. That sounds scary. It's very small, like a teeth. It's a tooth. Mm-hmm. And it just attaches. It does not hurt. It's very painless during the procedure. I use a numbing agent. And so those are the lifting threads. The smooth threads are for those fine lines and wrinkles that we have that, you know, when people don't want to do other things like Botox and Dysport. And that's completely fine with me.
And how about necks that are kind of sagging?
Oh, great. Yes. So necks is always, always going to happen with the aging process. So yes, we can pull the neck, that loose neck skin that you have, and you're not going to have like visible things that happen in the neck. We were literally just going to pull that that skin tight and the wrinkles will be smooth again.
Just like you could do with your hands and you'd be looking in the mirror saying, wow, why can't it look like this?
It's exactly like that. And when you come for your free consultation, you will get that from me. I will show you exactly what it's going to do. I don't want people to have unrealistic expectations because we are not cutting your skin. Mm-hmm. We're not doing a facelift. It is a non-surgical cosmetic procedure. However, it was used to be named the non-surgical facelift, the lunch facelift, because it was just an hour procedure. Super
now,
quick.
And then pain-wise, the numbing cream takes most of the pain away.
Yes. I actually do use an injectable lidocaine, okay. So they do not feel anything during the procedure. Mm-hmm. That wears off in a couple hours. I do tell people if you do experience pain, if you're able to do ibuprofen or something, or natural things are great too. I love arnica tablets. It's a natural homeopathic, but I do dissolvable tabs for all of my thread patients. It helps with pain and bruising. I like that better than other things, but
same
that's
here.
Just me.
So the next day, will someone be able to say, what did you do to your face? Like it's like a procedure. They're going to say, what's happening to your face? Or are they going to say nothing? Or are they going to say, or will I say in the mirror, wow, next day?
Yeah, there's no downtime with the PDO thread. No, that's the beauty of it. There's no downtime. The little dots that you have where I actually go into the skin, they close usually within 24 to 48 hours. You can put the little tiny spot band-aids over it if you need to, but usually what I've heard from multiple people that I've done threads on is you just look really refreshed. Your skin looks good.
Wow.
Which is what I'm going for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long do they last?
They last up to 2 years. It can be longer. But what I like to tell people, and this is the biggest thing with the process of PDO threads, when they go in, they're pulled to that point and they're going to stimulate that collagen right where I'm putting it. So that's where we want it to stay. So that's the whole idea of the PDO threads. It's beautiful.
Is it affected by swimming or something? I'm just asking. Right.
Yeah.
Working out? The is there some stuff you can't? Okay, do.
Yeah,
you can't
no,
do.
I love it. So I'll just do a little quick pre-procedure. We just go over your medications. If you're on blood thinners or things like that, we will talk about them. If you're able to stop those, we can do that. If not, that's okay. We'll look at things, see what we got. After post-procedure, I just ask that you don't do anything strenuous as far as weight training for 5 to 7 days. I knew you were going to say
Heads
that.
Out.
He's already, he's can't,
out.
He has
yeah.
no choice. No.
If I do on a Friday, then I'll have Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. And that's
so
what,
if anybody sure. says 5 days, it means two.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like this. That's my train of thought.
Yeah.
No, but the biggest thing is you don't want to sweat in those 24 to 48
okay.
hours because you don't want anything into those little.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But that's it. No, you go back to your normal. If you're working, you can go back the next day. There's no.
It's like all upside and no downside.
I know. It's so nice.
And I mean, I know it's going to be different price for the different amount of procedures, but sure. approximately?
We actually have a special right now. Normally, of course, it's a little bit more, but we are doing a special for $19.95, and that is a full face correction.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But for something like me, if I just want this, it would be a
we
less.
Just, yeah. Oh, yes. So we do areas. I'll look at you, and I give you an estimate. I'm not heavy-handed. I don't try to push things upon you.
I'll just
tell you exactly, you know, and that's the biggest thing with Alchemy. We're very open and educate. And we're not trying to be pushy. We just want you to be happy because you're going to have to walk out with our products on you or our work. So, you know, we want to stand behind that. So,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, then, you know, I've been there for a facial, which was gifted to me. And I could not believe how the professionalism, the look of the location, but also what you're saying. I just knew that you were honest people. And
right.
that means the world that you were not heavy-handed, like you said. And we certainly do that at Nutrition World. I tell my staff, there are people who don't need our services. Do not sell them something if they don't need it.
And that's kind of where I was going. When I had you and Cora on the podcast, it's a lot of people may walk in and say, I want this. And you have that free consultation. And you go, let's consider something else first. Let's
sure.
try this. Let's do this first. Or let's do a process, 1, 2, 3, and then look at that. So I like the fact that you're not just going, okay, yeah, we'll take the money. It's what's best for, because you want clients, not
right.
just customers.
Yes. So many times people will come in for me, and they really need to see one of the estheticians. And so that's just what I'm there for. We work together. We're a team. And so it works out nicely.
Well, I so if a woman or man is, say, 60-ish to 70, and they actually did the whole facelift, what are they going to thinking the next morning when they wake up and they look in that mirror? Are they going to be like, wow?
Oh, they're going to be thinking that when they get up from the chair.
Really? Right at that moment?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've had multiple people. The first, I have some that say choice words. I get a lot of tears.
Really?
Oh, yes. A lot of tears.
Oh, my gosh. How impressive.
Yes. The last thread, which was, I guess, 2 days ago, grabbed me and started crying. And and it made me cry. So it's, you know, that's where we go back to transformation from within. You know, we're wanting people to feel good about themselves again. I'm not creating a beautiful person or anything. You're already beautiful inside. I'm just helping you see it again.
And I know that when Tracy talked to me about it, she's saying, you know, we're not after the Barbie dolls.
Mm-mm.
We're after the more common people like myself and Clint. I mean, Clint's far more common than I am. I mean, he's like dirt common.
I am.
But
ne'er do well.
But people who, you know, don't have a whole lot of money or not trying to be in Hollywood. And you know, there's a point where some people do too many of these things as their point of self-esteem. That's not healthy, as we know.
Mm-mm.
But there's nothing wrong with trying to be your best. And Father Time is very cruel to all of us, internally and externally. And we've all been in the sun too much. We've done this. We've done that. And I just value the fact that you are here and that you offer these services. So for people to learn more, to contact you, what information do they need?
Yes. So Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center, we're on the North Shore. It's 200 Manufacturers, Suite 105 in Chattanooga. It's literally right next to K Boutique across from Food Works. Phone number 423-654-7630. Again, we offer free consultations. So if you're just curious about something, I would much rather you just come talk to me. The biggest step for people is the fear. The
Absolutely.
Fear of the unknown, mm-hmm. and it's just not, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be that way. So,
well, I can just tell you right now, within the next 30 to 45 days, I will have it done, and I will be the guinea pig, as I am for many things. So if they don't want to do it now, wait till I give the report, and I'll just tell you how not painful it is and how quickly it acts. And I just love the whole theory. So thank you, Stacey, for coming into Vital Health
thank
Radio.
Thank you so much.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a lot of notes on another place to eat in Chattanooga and some nutrition points that I think is very valuable for all of us to learn to take control of our health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, so stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones again with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. That was very interesting, and I will be making an appointment to get threads done.
Yeah, they're good people.
And I will give, as always, honest feedback. And I know I gave you something called Carbon C60 about a week ago. We're going to both test it out. You're going to test it on your dog for arthritis. I'm just doing it as general health. And we just both kind of got delayed in starting it. So we will give that update in the next week or two. I'm very convinced. I have a podcast called The Holistic Navigator. And I interviewed the NASA engineer who developed this product. And it's across the board for raising our level of health generally, no matter what's going on, which sounds unusual, but if you're interested in listening to the data on it, The Holistic Navigator and Carbon C60 is the last interview that I have done, so it's at the top of the list. Want to update again that I did a post-op YouTube on my surgery. For anyone who has surgery coming up or even injuries, I really believe this post-op has accelerated my healing by 50%. Mm. And I would recommend it for anybody and everybody. It's a tier one and tier two. So the tier one is semi-reasonable. Most people can do it. Tier two is where we get into the next level, which is like hyperbaric. I did that today. Clint, you've done it before at Oxygen Health Spa. And also several other things. But a part of it, again, post-recovery, hydration is king. We are a dehydrated country.
Yep.
And we really need more sodium of a healthy version. People have run from sodium as they run from the sun, and both of those are mistakes. Yes, we can do too much of both, right, but modest amounts.
You want a funny story about sodium or not really right now? Keep going, and then I'll tell you my funny story.
We got to move for recovery. We do not sit still. We need to take collagen in liquid form, which is called BioSculpt, and you can see that on my post-op recovery program on Nutrition World's YouTube. And we need to take spores, which is a type of probiotic that will, it's the only type that will survive antibiotics. We all have to take some antibiotics after surgery to prevent infections. And I'm not a fan of it, but I didn't have any choice in the matter. So I did that. And then protein, which has to come from half drinks. You're not, you know, you can't
eat your way to a pound of body weight.
Almost
protein.
You cannot. It's tough. Can, but it's very, very tough. So what is funny, Clint?
Oh, just the sodium.
So, yeah.
My daughter works in a restaurant and they serve healthier meals. Someone came in and said, my husband is on a low sodium diet, and I would like to get a meal with no sodium. And my daughter's like, well, we have these low sodium meals here. And she goes, I need something with no sodium, none. Mm. And she's like, well, we don't have anything with no sodium with the meat and the chicken. She goes, well, I need meat or chicken or something, but why do you have to put sodium in any amounts in it? And my daughter was like, the sodium that's in most of it, a lot of it's natural.
Right, right.
You can't. And it is. She goes, what do you mean? She goes, I don't understand. Why are you putting sodium in things? And so finally they settled on a shake or something else. But it's like she told me that story and she was like, how do you explain something to somebody that sodium is natural in especially meats and you can't extract the sodium like that? And the lady just thought you're adding sodium, like everything's sodium free naturally. Anyway, I thought that was kind of ironic.
It is. And it shows again the confusion of the public, even with regard to simple nutrition, much less more kind of complex, which is the things I talk about most of the time. What is the real diet for longevity? What is the best way to be healthy? And like the sodium thing, the earth contains most of the things that we are consuming.
You're supposed to have a little sodium in you.
You will die without it. And she's been told by a medical professional Do not eat sodium. It is not arsenic. It is, again,
right,
like people who run from the sun. The sun, there's a researcher who initially researched the value of vitamin D for our health, and he finally said he spent 20 years researching the sun and said, you know, vitamin D is very important, but there's at least 90 other compounds that we are going to be producing because you're in the sun that we have no idea how impressively healthy those may be.
Right.
Again, excess is the biggest issue. I want to talk about the fact that Mongolian restaurant in Brainerd Village.
Yeah.
What's their other name? It's called Choose or not?
I don't know. The Mongolian restaurant's one I used to go to all the time.
Back into the all the time. Oh, I love it.
Okay.
They have such fresh foods, because what you do is you go in, get your little bowl.
I love it.
And then you load your bowl up with every vegetable you want, the meats you want, the eggs you want, the sauces you want. You hand it to them and they cook it. Then you tell them how much rice, whether you want white rice or you want brown rice.
Yeah.
Or you want, I think they have cabbage or something.
They
too.
Do. Yeah.
It is, could be one of the healthiest restaurants possible if, again, you make the right choices, which is pretty easy at that place.
Yeah, the sauces is where I fall down.
You like those?
So good. They got a couple of good. The teriyaki sauce is so good.
I'm always afraid of MSG.
I know, that's why I'm saying. I
tell him light on the soy sauce because it has the less chance. But speaking of MSG, I don't know if you saw this, Clint, but JJ's Fish Restaurant opened on Highway 58.
Uh-uh.
And this was an article by the Chattanooga Times Free Press. And what I'm going to read you here is actually a statement by the reporter, which I was shocked. When they opened, they had total chaos with massive quantities of people. And the Times Free Press reporter states there is even no menu even posted anywhere, but they do carry fish and chicken wings with all the French fries and the fried okra.
Mm-hmm.
But all their food is sprinkled with a mysterious powder that is called either fairy dust or crack powder. Well, when I read that, I already knew what they were speaking of, but I can't believe the Times Free Press actually stated it. But as the reporter states, it's most likely heavy MSG. MSG is a neurotoxin. That means it damages the brain. It's also very, very addictive, almost as much as a pharmaceutical drug of addictive quality. And it makes many people's pulse rate, like mine, go from 50 to 90. Mm-hmm. It will increase pulse rate, which makes you sleep poorly. And the thing is, it's addictive. So when you eat it, you're just like, and it's a flavor enhancer.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's making the flavors 2 to 3 times more intense than if you did not put it on there.
But at what cost?
A big cost for those who are sensitive. You know, if you eat that 2 times a year, get some at Chinese, and no big deal. But the JJ's Fish Restaurant is going to be lined up because they are selling drugs called food, but it's MSG. And people are just flocking to fried foods, and then you add MSG. It's a doomsday.
Am I allowed to cover our butt on this one?
Yeah.
Are we sure that's MSG? I mean, it's a powder, but they could come back and go, that's not MSG. That's such and such powder. I'm saying just an opinion there.
It's a very strong opinion of mine, because I know that is so commonplace today.
Right.
And I love the fact that whoever this Times reporter is obviously knows things that most people don't know.
I just want to give them the benefit of the doubt. They may call you up and go, hey, I'd like to talk to you about that. What is it? And you might go, okay, let's talk.
I like you said that because I'm going to, you know what?
We could be wrong.
I will send this to them on their Facebook and say, hey, I want you to be wrong. Tell me that this is a natural product that
maybe
is just fantastic.
Yeah.
That your grandfather found sometime 50 years ago and is
maybe
being rebirthed.
Maybe it's sea salt.
Hey, we got sodium already on the conversation.
Look at there. See?
We'll give them benefit of the doubt.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
You know, I started talking about my daughter and the way she was so amazing at being so educated about helping issues with children. Issues are very common, physical, mental, energetic, skin, immune system. Well, there's a book that I actually read and honored very greatly when she was born. She's 33 years old now. Well, she said just downloaded it, and I was like, I didn't know it was the same book. But Dr. Mendelsohn is a pediatrician, and it's How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. And what he says, which is so true to my experience in life, is pediatricians are in such a small box of thinking that their main goal is not to help your child. It really isn't. Because all they do is give antibiotics. They will not respect the natural healing of the body. In other countries, and even the Pediatrician Association in this country says, do not give antibiotics as a first-line defense against ear infections. But they're all giving it because they don't want the parent to be unhappy or fearful. So what the purpose of a pediatrician is, 95% of the time, is not for the child's benefit. It's for the peace of mind of the parent. And parents today have freaked about every disease, every fever, every cough, and pain, to a point that is so unlike the old grandmother, grandfather type of treatments in the past that knew that things would pass if we take good rest, good food, good water, and some love and care. All these children, except one in a blue moon, which then you have to go. What is that? They quit urinating. They quit eating for 2 days. They have a temperature that's 104. They look like they can't breathe. All these very strong symptoms. Well, of course, you want someone who is good at looking at what's going on.
That's acute stuff, though.
Exactly.
That's stuff that's happened immediately.
Immediately,
yeah,
scary stuff.
Escalated quickly.
And the thing is, the only thing they have in their toolbox is antibiotics and steroids. That's pretty much it. Without that, all these walk-in clinics would close. So I just recommend the book, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. And every pediatrician has been paid $50 per vaccine to give all children vaccines. Why do you think they push them so heavily? I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm anti-mafia medicine. And to me, that's mafia medicine. Because you can't, a pediatrician has enough business that they will make about $100,000 a year only making those children have vaccines. So do you think they're really going to be able to be honest about it? We're all weak when it comes to finances. Mm-hmm. I am too. So $100,000 for doing nothing but sticking a needle in the arm of every child? No, no, and no. So again, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctors on audible.com.
Yeah, I'll let that. You probably got other topics. I've got a rant on that, but I won't go down that road.
Well, I don't care. Go ahead.
Well, my rant is one around specifically the vaccines with the COVID vaccine, and I don't want to get us in trouble. I am a little resentful looking back on how it was handled, especially by the pediatricians for kids, my kids. And I was asking questions like, hey, there's been no research on this, on After Effects. Why do you still think it's safe? Blah, blah, blah. I asked the questions I thought I was supposed to ask. And my answers were always, listen, they've done the research. They wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't right. I've given it to my kids, and giving my pediatrician, but he's retired now, but the benefit of the doubt, he was a good man, and I think he was doing what, because he has 11 kids, and mm-hmm. if he gave them all the vaccine, I think he had their best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think the research was limited. I think he was being shown what people wanted him to see. That's mm-hmm. what I think.
I love that.
And so he took what he had seen mm-hmm. and moved forward with it. But now that we look backwards on it, I just want them to know they are on notice. I'm going to expect more from my pediatricians now that I don't have them, but doctors down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You're the last line of defense between bad medicine and my kid's health. And we should expect more from people, in my opinion. And that's because there's mostly good people.
There are.
I love them. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do without them. And they help my kids more than I can shake a stick at. But you are the one that we trust. I don't trust the mm-hmm. scientist in Washington mm-hmm. I can't ever talk to. But the one I sit in front of, I trust you to do your job.
They're the gatekeeper. And that was very eloquently spoken. I love that. I'm glad it's on a recorded message, because that's almost something I would like to print up and repeat in other places. So thank you, Clint.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. I am very connected to the fact of the quality of food means so much. And when I mean quality of food, we have to buy foods that are transparent. That means we should know, and not with an obsessive nature, but we should know where they come from, mm-hmm. how they're raised, perhaps what foods they were given, because the end result of the healthiness of that pig, that beef, that chicken, that turkey will be fully determined about how it's raised. You give it the soy products that are full of glyphosate. You make it stay indoors where there's no sunshine. You give nasty water. You give antibiotics. Well, we then consume that. We then take that pretty toxic food, and then we turn it into our body's cells and our chemical makeup. So it's not a perfect world. I don't expect perfection. I eat out a lot. I can't be too picky, but I can be picky where I can be picky.
Right.
One of those is eggs. And, you know, Whole Foods kind of started sliding down the scale for me probably about 5 years ago, especially with their massively vaccine-oriented and mask-wearing and all the brainwashing that they went through as far as COVID. And that will not be forgotten either. But they sell eggs at Whole Foods, of course.
Yeah.
We sell eggs. We have local eggs. we know everything about it. So I looked at their egg carton the other day because I had not looked at it. I don't like shenanigans. Well, this to me is a shenanigan. So what it said on the outside package, which is put in beautiful font with great colors, that these are outdoor access grade A eggs. So this means without any other storyline, one time in the life of that chicken, and it may have been 50 times, but we don't know this, they actually got to go see the sunshine and walk on a piece of ground. Now, you would think that if you're a company, then you would say outdoor access for the majority of this chicken's life, or right, give some specifics, because we know that profit will produce very unreliable and unethical decisions sometimes. So I'm just not a fan of Whole Foods because they're not being honest. They want to sell a product only, and they're not there to take care or be the gatekeeper for people's health any longer. And it is the way of the world. That means that it falls back on us to be the particular person and to ask the right questions and then move forward, because it's too easy to find the ones that are having the good stories. Doesn't mean they're always true. But guess what? It is already time to take a break, Clint. Okay. When we come back, I have a couple more words of wisdom as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. Again, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy Clint Powell, and we're going to run out of time real fast here, so I got a few notes I wanted to get in before the end of the show. There's something called grounding that I've been a huge fan of, and studies show that walking barefoot on grass improves your health, sometimes dramatically, by what we call grounding. What is that? It's where your skin connects to the Earth's magnetic fields. And what happens during that is free electrons are taken up by the body when you do that, and that neutralizes many of the damaging poisons within your body. Because the Earth is a conductor of free electrons, and our body runs on electrical systems. I very strongly feel that one of the reasons I and so many millions of people feel better going to the beach is really not fully due to just rest and relaxation. I think that it's the one place where we get massively grounded, and it can help your blood from being too thick. Do you feel better when you're at the beach?
Oh, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, but you hadn't been there in a while.
I haven't been 9 years.
9 years.
I wanted to go back. I love the water, like in creeks and stuff. But, yeah, if I could ever get back to the beach and just sit there.
What's your favorite beach? You have one?
Yeah, I just not really. Any I like Destin just because it can get some seclusion there. But, I love the beach, and I'm with you. I think it has very little to do with – because, in my opinion, not only are you grounded there, but you have the sound.
Mm-hmm.
You have the wind. That's the place where you have water and earth meet. I think there's a lot going on there.
I agree. A lot that you cannot scientifically prove.
That's right.
And I don't have to live a life of everything being proven anymore. And I'm glad for that. The guy on Instagram, Dr. James, I love his information. Every single day he gives some tidbits on how, again, to create a better optimal life. And if we don't take actions on doing these types of steps, none of which are crazy, but if you don't create a plan, you are going to slide backwards. Mm-hmm. And that backwards is diseases decade or two before they should be happening, from blood sugar to cardiac to hardening of the arteries. And the medical system today is really great at taking care of you once it happens, but they don't do much to help prevent it.
That's right.
And again, going back to that Peter Attia podcast, if you listen to that, you'll be blown away. But Dr. James said, making people believe that cereal is a breakfast food is one of the biggest scams of the 21st century. And it is quite true, because it's all carbohydrates. There's no protein in it, and there's no fat. So it's taking something that we would give cows to make them fat, and pigs to make them fat, and we give everybody in this country, from the time they can start eating with a spoon, cereals.
Think what you used to have a long time ago was it was eggs, sausage,
yes,
bacon, ham.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah. Manly stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Nutrition World does carry the meats like you're speaking about from the Flying Pig Farm. Ah. And I looked it up on YouTube on our Katie did a podcast with the person who owns that farm, and I was blown away about how they take care of those pigs.
Wow.
It's a very special pig. There's very few left, and she raises them like they would be her pets, and are harvested very ethically. So I'm glad to get all those points in, Clint. Had a great show. Excited about seeing Stacy at Alchemy and getting some work done. I'm kind of like an old car. Need a little bit of work done.
Yeah, every now and then we need some body work.
Body work. There you go. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. Be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For my buddy Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a safe and healthy and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.